Fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program again, coming to you from the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. We represent two police and military associations up here in this great part of the world, police and military against the New World Order, and our police and military publication, Aid and Abet, police military newsletter, on constitutional issues. All of you that are subscribers should have today or tomorrow or the next day, in just a couple of days, you should already have your copy of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, our special edition number 16. We've been publishing this publication for 24 years now, and we just praise the Lord for us being able to reach into the hearts and minds of so many of our police and soldiers throughout these years and find out that they truly love God and love freedom, too, and are being unwittingly used many times to do things that are immoral and unlawful or violations of their constitutional oath that they took to defend the Constitution, protect the people, their property and rights. And it's sad, but it's always exciting when we begin to educate a brother or sister about their constitutional oath that they haven't even heard of since the day they were sworn in as a police officer or soldier, and make them realize what it says in there, and that they are committed before God and before the American people to uphold that oath that they took. And so we truly love volunteering our time here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and our sister organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, retired now up here in the great Rocky Mountains, working many hours a day to awaken and educate our brothers and sisters in uniform because of your assistance. The private sector is the reason we meet so many good police and soldiers today, sheriff's deputies, federal agents, and you name it, the whole gamut, is because you know some of these people. We don't have their addresses. We don't have their names here at our Police and Military Association. But you're good enough to contact us and give us their addresses and names, and we do the rest in sending out educational material to them so that they, too, can know who the true enemies of God and liberty are in our great nation. We'll be right back in just a moment. We're going to start the Officer Jack McLam program. Got a lot to talk about tonight. Be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to that old cop Jack McLam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains tonight. Once again, tonight we're going to talk about some very serious things. More heavy U.S. losses, including 18 decapitated GIs. You probably haven't heard about this. We're going to talk about that. Very serious issue. We're also going to talk about, in a few minutes, how you can beat the establishment media and their lies and contortions and their twisting of people's words. It has happened, folks, and we're going to tell you where that just happened. We're going to talk about Black History Month once again, a little bit on that. And before we start into this real heavy-duty material, though, by the way, the phone lines will be open tonight, too. Want to hear from you. We want to talk about Gonna Be a Bear. That's right, B-E-A-R, Gonna Be a Bear. This was sent in to me by a dear friend of mine, Carol, who I call her a woo-woo, and great, lovely woman who is a very important part of my life and our activities here at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter. And but she sent this over to me from a dear buddy of ours named Charlie, and it says, "Gonna be a bear," and it's the life of a woman. A woman talking here, she says, "In my next life, I'm a woman in this life, but in my next life, I'd like to come back as a bear. When you're a bear, you get to hibernate. You do nothing but sleep for 6 months. I could deal with that. Before you hibernate, you're supposed to eat yourself stupid. I could deal with that, too. When you're a girl bear, you birth your children, little baby bears who are the size of walnuts, while you're sleeping. And you wake to partially grown, cute, cuddly cubs. I could definitely deal with that. If you're a mama bear, everyone knows you mean business. You swat anyone who dares come near your cubs. If your cubs get out of line, you swat them too. I could definitely deal with that. If you're a bear, a female bear, your mate expects you to wake up growling. He expects that you will have hairy legs and excess body fat. Yep, going to be a bear. I want to thank Carol for sending that in. I call her a woo-woo because she believes in reincarnation, you know. And so anyway, cute little picture of a mama bear here. And I thought we'd start off with a little levity there. A lot of you women are thinking, hey, wouldn't be bad to be a mama bear after reading that. So thank you, Carol and Charlie, for that. Always nice to laugh a little bit, put a smile on your face when you got so many serious things to talk about. Well, let's get into it here, folks. The establishment news loses. Praise the Lord. It doesn't happen very often, as I've told you before. Establishment news is not a friend of liberty and freedom in America. And most of the time, it's not a friend of God and our godly foundations in this nation either. Before we talk about that, I want to talk to you about a great media man. He was a newspaper man for many, many years, something like 33 years. His name is John Swinton. He was a former chief of staff for the New York Times, was one of America's best-loved newspaper men, called by his peers in his profession, the dean of his profession. They loved him so much. John was asked in 1953 to give a toast before the New York Press Club to all of his peers, and in so doing so made a monumentally important and revealing statement. Here is what he quoted, folks. Think about our controlled media today, or established media as I read this. John Swinton said to his peers when he lifted his glass as a toast, he says, there's no such thing at this date in world's history in America as an independent press. You know it and I know it. There is not one of you who dares to write your honest opinions, and if you did, you know beforehand it would never appear in print. I am paid weekly for keeping my honest opinions out of the newspapers I'm connected with. Others of you are paid similar salaries for similar things, and any of you who would be so foolish as to write honest opinions would be out on the street looking for another job. If I allowed my honest opinions to appear in one issue of the New York Times newspaper, before 24 hours, my occupation would be gone. The business of the journalist is to destroy the truth, to lie outright, to pervert, to vilify, to fawn at the feet of mammon, and to sell his country and his race for his daily bread. You know it, and I know it, and what folly is this of toasting an American independent press? We are the tools and vassals of rich men behind the scenes. We are the jumping jacks. They pull the strings and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes. Wow. John Swinton, former chief of staff of the New York Times, dean of his profession, made that statement. Folks, is it any different today? Yes, 1954, we had mostly newspapers, but today we have television news, electronic news, and we have printed news still. Isn't any different today? Richard M. Cohen, senior producer of CBS Political News, said this: we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Richard Salant, former president of CBS News, stated, Our job is to give the people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Well, that's my opening tonight to talk about a win on our part, of the American people's part, of those that love liberty and love freedom and love God. Because right here in Idaho County, Idaho, we had a recall against a wonderful lady who loves God, goes to church every week, is a Christian lady, who became one of our county commissioners, Alice Mattson. Just a wonderful lady who's taken her own time, and she's gone to meetings in this area around the nation to try to learn about who the true enemies of God and liberty are in this land. She just went to another one of these meetings, I think in Las Vegas or somewhere down that way. And she's constantly learning, constantly studying about why America's being destroyed and who's doing it, who's causing it to be destroyed. Why are we being brought down to third world nation status? Why are we being closed out of our farms and ranches and mines and our forests where we provide jobs and products, products and jobs that bring taxes to the counties, to where counties can be independent from the federal government? She understands, Alice understands why the federal government promotes the closing of the forest, the closing of the mines, the closing of ranching and farming. She understands because she knew even before she became a county commissioner that the federal government was closing all of these things because they knew if they closed the forest, closed the farms and ranches and mines, that the people of the county would have to go with their hand out to the federal government for handouts, not loans, but to grants. That's it, for grants. And the federal government, these international crime families that control the federal government, know that if you close down all the ways for counties to earn revenue on their own, which makes them independent, the only way to make them dependent on the federal government and federalize the counties is to close down all the means of them making money and providing jobs and paying taxes in the county. And that's what's happened in Idaho County, Idaho. It's happened all over the northwest part of the United States as the environmentalist wackos have been used as the means of the federal government closing down all these things. And it continues to happen today. Well, Alice Mattson knew who the true enemies of God and liberty were. She also knows of the programs the federal government has plans of bringing into the county right now as we speak, to control property rights, to control water, to control every bit of our lives. And she's the one person that'll be standing against that for sure. I mean, she's got a couple other county commissioners there we hope will stand up with her against these federal encroachments on the property rights and the privacy of our people in this county. But she was a danger to the establishment. She was a danger to our establishment press here that's controlled by these internationalists and the globalist thought processes of setting America up, every single county and town under this world government system. She was a threat to them because she knew their face. She saw behind the curtain. So they tried their very best in this county to railroad her out. They used the established media every week to beat up on this lady, almost every week, and twist her words and make her look like an absolute bad person. Well, I want to say thank you to the people of Idaho County for knowing better. I want to thank Tom and Clay and Joe and all of you out there who stood with Alice and saw to it that she survived the recall just yesterday and established the fact that the people of Idaho County are beginning to know who the true enemies of God and liberty are in this nation and in our county. So I want to thank all of you out there. Thank you for my three boys and nine grandchildren for standing up against this Antichrist movement in our counties, towns, and cities, and nation. We'll be right back with more of the Office of Jack McLam program in just a moment.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Here on the Off the Jack McLam program, and listen, I want to thank Republic Broadcasting Network for having our police and military program on. I'll tell you what, it's really great to use mass communication to get the word out to just literally hundreds of thousands of people every single month, maybe every day, we're not sure, because we go out across this nation and around the world in different forms of communication. And we just want to thank Republic Broadcasting Network and ask you to support them, please, you know, with your tithes and offerings. I say, as you've heard me say before, if you find somebody or some organization doing God's will, which is to educate people as fast as we can in God's word, in God's laws, the good news, and also the truth, that they deserve support. So I hope you'll get a hold of Republic Broadcasting Network and support them with your tithes and offerings, because that's exactly what they're doing. They're allowing people like me to be on and many, many others during the week, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to put the good word out there and put the truth out. And so we certainly do thank them very, very much. The good staff there, too, that helps us every day are just wonderful people. And so we thank them. And all the micro-broadcasters out there, too, we want to thank. for getting involved and taking time out of their own lives to try to turn our nation back from the precipice of this Antichrist world government system. I want to thank Theresa and Carol and Gene and Jim and everybody, Bob, so many people for helping us in this county, so many to thank for helping us be able to keep one person in as county commissioners here that we know for sure knows what is coming our way in this county. And I want to talk to those that tried to dump her yesterday and get her out of there. I don't know what your reasons were. I know some of you just got caught up in believing the lies that were in the media, the twisting of her words, and the lies of individuals that do not want anybody to stop this socialization of our county, the federal government programs coming in. And you got caught up in these lies, believing that Alice was an evil person. And so you voted against her. Well, God is on his throne and in his heaven, and it turned out that we didn't lose Alice, who many of us know in this county, who've been there for generations with her. She's lived here her whole life in this county, that you can't find a better person than she. But I want to ask those that voted against her to say your prayers and be thankful that you didn't succeed, because in just a few months, you're going to see federal programs coming into this county that are going to try to control your property, even take your water away from you, control your land, control your property, control every bit of your lives. And you know one person anyway is going to stand for you against those things. And so I just want you to think about what your life will be like if Alice can't get the support of one of the other two county commissioners and these federal programs come in here and take over your lives. I've talked to you before about the federal program that Bush signed into law for the national ID card, for testing your children, psychologically testing your children twice a year without the parents' permission, and then putting them on drugs, whatever drugs that the companies that the Bush crime family and their cronies control and own, that are going to make literally billions and billions and billions of dollars out of drugging our children after the psychological tests are done. So many of them, they're going to find, have some kind of a problem and will need to be on drugs. And if a parent does say no to these drugs, your children will be taken from you. You say, no, Jack, you're crazy. This is America. That can't happen here. Just remember what I said, folks. Just remember what I said. In the months ahead, you'll see that these programs are real, and this is going to happen. And there needs to be somebody in this county to stand up for us and say no to these abominations, to these treasonous programs, these absolutely draconian, despotic programs that are going to control all parts of our lives if our county officials don't stand up and say no. Just say no. And they can do that. They have the jurisdiction and they have the power, but will they do it? Another thing I want to say before we get off the county power is that if you have government agents, retired, especially retired government agents coming into your county and running for office, I don't care if they're with the Game and Fish Department or the U.S. Marshal's Office or the DEA, like in Phoenix, Arizona, we have the wonderful, toughest sheriff in the nation, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, that all of you have seen on radio and television, or you haven't seen him on radio, but unless you're really psychic, but you've seen him on television. He's the toughest sheriff in the West on prisoners. But he's an old DEA agent, 33 years, I believe it is. He's a friend of mine, believe it or not. Joe's a nice person, but he's a federal agent. And when the feds come to town, he gives them the keys to the city. And he serves coffee and donuts and let them do anything they want to do in the county. This is not good, folks. But after all, the federal agent can't get it out of his blood. Be right back to talk a little bit more about hiring agents to be your county official. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you honor a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
On the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'll bet you think it's kind of funny that an old cop, retired cop and a military man, been a government person much of my life, would tell you not to hire government people in your county commissioner's office, your sheriff's department, and so forth. And I'm telling you this because I know the truth. For 24 years, I've been reaching out and touching the hearts and minds of our police and soldiers. And I, of course, served in the military during the Vietnam War. I served my whole career in Phoenix, Arizona as a police officer, a law enforcement person in many, many facets. I was academy instructor, certified Arizona Regional Police Academy instructor for 5 years. And I know what I'm talking about. It's just like the old story, and I won't tell it here, the old joke of the scorpion that wanted to get across the river, and he talked the turtle into taking him across on his back. You remember the story? Well, he promised the turtle he wouldn't sting him, and they wouldn't die in the middle of the river, and the turtle believed him, but he took the scorpion across on his back, and when they got in the middle of the river, the scorpion stung him, and the turtle said, "Now we're both going to drown. Why'd you do that?" And the scorpion looked at him and said, it's just in my nature. Well, I can tell you, you shouldn't hire me because I'm an old government agent myself. You shouldn't hire anybody from the government to serve you in the capacity, civilian capacity, in the private sector to protect your constitutional rights, your property, your families, because it's in our nature to serve government. That's right. When I was teaching in the police academies in Phoenix, Arizona, or when I was a certified police instructor, that is, we were taught to serve and protect the system from the people. That's right. There was no talk about serving and protecting the people from the system. We were system people. We were agents of the government, either local, federal, or state. And we were taught that the system was most important. The system should survive because if we all want liberty and freedom, we must protect the system from the people. And if you hire me as your sheriff or your county commissioners or anything else in the county, I'm going to gravitate towards serving and protecting the system, the government, when it comes to town. I'm going to believe in the government. I'm going to believe in the system. And the people come second many, many times. Now, I know what I'm talking about because across this nation, the federal government's program has been to convince you, just like in Phoenix, Arizona, with Sheriff Joe Arpaio, to hire a federal agent. 33 years as a federal agent, and they know that when they come to town, Joe Arpaio will not protect the people. He will not protect the property of the people. He's going to serve the federal government, and that's exactly what he does. Now, Joe Arpaio is my brother. I care about him very much. He's a good man in many ways, and he's tough on prisoners in jail. He feeds them green bologna. He gives them pink underwear. He cut off their TV, their sex magazines. He cut off their coffee. He made jails very unpopular. He set up his tent city, where he can just put up more and more army tents out there in 120-degree weather. And he just puts prisoners in there by the thousands every year. He knows how to run a jail. But when it comes to protecting the people from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and all criminals, criminals in the street, and criminals in government, Joe Arpaio falls down. As I say, when the feds come to town, he serves coffee and donuts and gives them the key to the city and goes fishing. God bless his soul. And so, now in this county, in Idaho County, Idaho, we've got the same situation. We probably have two very fine men who have been hired as county commissioners. Probably very nice people, have nice families and all that, but it's in their nature to be government agents. Both of them are retired from the government. Can they change? Can they be a servant and protector of the people, our property in this county? It's not in their nature if they're the typical government agent. So the people in your county, folks, I'm talking about counties across this nation, are being convinced to vote for those wonderful law enforcement people that have 30 years of law enforcement experience in DEA, CIA, FBI. And you're saying, wow, what a resume. We want him as our county sheriff. Or 20 or 30 years as a local police officer like our county sheriff is here. Be very, very careful. Ask them constitutional questions. Ask them about the Second Amendment. Ask them about what the First Amendment is. Ask them about the Tenth Amendment and see what they say. If they have no idea, like 99% of the police and soldiers in this nation have no idea about their constitutional oath, do not hire them. Like I say, most of these people, I love them dearly. They're police officers, they're soldiers, they're federal agents, they're government agents. They've served honorably in the government, but they make lousy, for the most part, they make lousy protectors of the people. So all these federal programs coming into your area, into your county, if you have government agents, retired agents serving you there, you're going to have to work very hard to open their eyes and let them know what Alice Mattson knows here in our county And that is who the true enemies of God and liberty are in this nation. And it is the international crime families who control the establishment, control the news, all kinds of, all forms of communication except the alternative news like you're listening to tonight. And manipulate the hearts and minds of the people through their communication systems, electronic media, print media, and through the establishment of their agents inside our protective agencies, such as our county commissioners, our county sheriff. And that's the way they have their way with our lives, folks. So I just want to warn you about that and be very careful, and also take the time to try to educate those that have already been voted into office that don't know the things they need to know to serve and protect the people from immoral and unlawful orders being given to government agents that are going to be coming into your counties by the dozens and dozens in the months ahead with all these federal despotic programs that are coming down the road. Enough said on that. Let's open the phone lines up tonight. If you'd like to call in on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Yes, your retired government agents are educatable. They're intelligent people. Usually they're good people. They just don't know how they've been brainwashed. They don't know that they're still government agents at heart. But they can be educated. If they really truly care about serving and protect the people, they will find out that there are enemies of the people in government. But they will only find out about this if you care enough about them to help them get educated. And, of course, that's what we do here full-time. Hundreds of hours a week at Anabet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues for our police and soldiers. And we'll do everything we can to help you educate people. And that's also what we do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at Republic Broadcasting Network. So have them tune in. Have them listen in. Get them copies of tapes of programs. If they don't have a way of listening in your community, or if they will not listen in, get a copy of a tape of a program that you think that your elected officials ought to have knowledge about, and get them a copy. You can order them right through Republic Broadcasting Network. Programs that you can write in or call, you can actually call 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. Extension 115 is a good one to call. And you can ask about ordering a tape of your favorite program or something that is so critical that your county officials and others, town officials, city officials need to know about and help educate them. If they're good people, they'll listen and they'll learn. And many of them are very good people. Okay, folks, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Mike in Texas. Mike, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mike. Hope you're doing well.
Got a question for you. Last night I was kind of half listening, and you had made some comment about a tape that had to do with giving information to sheriffs.
Yes.
But you didn't follow up on that. I couldn't write anything down. There was nothing, I didn't get anything definitive on what exactly to order.
Oh, okay.
Or how to do that.
Yeah, let me give you that, Mike. I thought I did, but sometimes I get carried away by other phone calls and everything. It's called our sheriff's video on the duties, responsibilities, jurisdiction of the sheriff, powers, duties, and jurisdiction of the sheriff.
Okay.
And it's I mentioned on the air last night, I believe it's not, I think I recall talking about $28 for two copies.
That sounds correct.
I think you can order one for $17, but with the two copies, we will send a letter personally from our police association here to the sheriff or county commissioners or public official that you want to have us send it to. And it's more likely they will watch that video if it comes from their peers. It's
right.
Just that way. So you can write in here, and for $28, we'll send you a copy of the video or DVD, and a DVD or video out to your sheriff with a personal letter for $28.
Okay.
Donation, and you write to us here, Mike, at HC, like Hotel Charlie 11.
Okay.
Box 357,
that's pretty cute.
Yeah, 357 Magnum. That's easy to remember. And that is Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H. Kamiah, Idaho, 83536. Once again, that's HC11, like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536.
Great.
On that video, Mike, you'll hear from several sheriffs who have set up federal compliance offices in their sheriff's department and have told all the federal agencies that any agents coming in to the county have to come into the sheriff's federal compliance office, show their paperwork, tell the sheriff what they're going to do in the county, and the sheriff, if they do not have their paperwork in order, he has the power and the jurisdiction and also the duty to turn them around and tell them to go back to their agency and get their paperwork correct. He must be sure the people of his county have due process, that the federal agents don't come in and have signed these seizure notices themselves. They love to do that, and they don't do it constitutionally, where a magistrate must sign, a judge must sign these orders. And so they sign them themselves, and the sheriff, not knowing any better, will let them go out and seize property without due process, seize people, and wreak havoc in the county. And then the poor sheriff gets the blame for it when it's found out that these federal agents came in and did things that were immoral or unlawful or something that was incorrect. The poor sheriff then is written up in the newspaper, and they blast him for allowing it to happen, which is a shame, but it happens all the time.
Well,
it behooves the sheriff to watch the video and learn what his duties, powers, and jurisdictions are, and then to do just that and make everybody obey the law, even agents that come into the county.
I agree. My brother is a local police officer. I grew up with cops.
Yes.
I would have been a cop, except I couldn't live on a cop's pay, or didn't think I could when I was young.
Say that
so
again.
I went into business.
That again.
But I still deal with them, and I here in northeast Texas, I have been conversing with a sheriff, a deputy, and I told him that he had more constitutional power than anyone, possibly barring the Texas Rangers, and I'm not sure about that, but he couldn't understand or accept the fact that he could tell the FBI to get out of town. And I told him I would prove it to him, and so your show was very timely because I was digging up information on that so that I could present it to him, and your tape sounds like it's going to be perfect for that.
Oh, it's perfect, Mike, because it's two sheriffs on there. I'm on there myself, and we've got, I think, maybe three sheriffs with Sheriff Richie Mack on there. And it's a powerful video, and it's a lot of information, and it's short enough that it will keep their attention for, I think it's like 28 minutes or something, or 38 minutes. It's not long, and we kept it short on purpose because it's easy to give out the amount of information they need, and then they can follow up by getting a hold of us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and we'll answer any questions for them on any subject, and we got all the backup material to send them. So it's a good deal, Mike, and we'll just say a prayer that you're friend there will have an open mind, and it's good that he gets a letter from his peers in law enforcement from our organization, because he definitely respects his peers and will pay attention to us. Even if he disagrees later, he will at least give a view of the film and then get back to us about his feelings about it.
Very good. Now, one more question, Jack.
Yes.
I have heard through one of the either GCN or RBN or, you know, one of the broadcasting stations, that the government is actually trying to negate the power or cancel out the constitutional authority of sheriffs nationwide. Does that Anything like that ring a bell for you?
Yeah, Mike, they sure are doing that. They sure are. We've got about almost a third of sheriffs in America today, mostly in the East, that the people have been convinced through programs, really shady, fraudulent programs like Home Rule and Metro, types of government systems that come to town and convince the people that if they just allow people more intelligent than them to appoint the sheriff instead of electing the sheriff, they will get a better job done at fighting crime. They also teach them the Metro program, where if they put the city police and town police along with the sheriff together, then they can save on their taxes. And people are falling for that. And it is truly a crime that this is being done all over the country today.
I'd like to hold for after the break to get some information on how to battle this.
Okay, Mike, we'll be right back. Folks, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program. We'll be right back with more of the program, and the phone lines are open if you'd like to call in tonight.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Go right back, folks, to Mike. But Mike, before we say any more, let me say we've only got a couple minutes left, and I want to tell the people, because I've kind of left them hanging. I wanted to share with you a foreign document. We get a lot of foreign press here, And when I talked about heavy U.S. losses, including 18 decapitated GIs that I was going to share with you tonight, I'll see if I can't get into that tomorrow. It is in a foreign press, and it's put out by the Arabs, and we don't know if it's true or not. And so don't take that as truth, what I told you. But I want to read you the stories that they're putting out in the Arab press about our losses there. And it is good to see all sides of what's being told around the world by the Arab press out there and other press, too. So, Mike, let's go right back to you talking about the sheriff. Go right ahead, Mike.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I want to hear that story also and compare it to what's in the news. Can you give us a first off, let me back up just a second. I'm the guy that I talked to you. You were on a guest on Alex Jones when the gentleman, 87-year-old vet, had shot an intruder. And I'm the gentleman down in Texas who had shot a guy in self-defense and got victimized by the system and was convicted of murder. So I have kind of a really hot spot for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what we can do, who we can contact to help fight the takeover of the legitimate sheriff's office that you just described before the break?
Well, Mike, the only way you can fight it, if it's already happened, is to educate the people of the county to stand up and take back the sheriff's office, because the only elected protector of the people is the county sheriff, and that means law enforcement person. Of course, the county commissioners are there to protect the purse strings, and the county, too, and other county officials, but the most powerful law enforcement person in the whole state who is elected by the people is the county sheriff, because the states are made up of counties, and the county sheriffs can hold the power in the law enforcement area. I could get into more, but we're just about out of time. The sheriff can uphold, can stand up against an evil judicial system in the county. He has executive power. He can impanel a jury. He can set up a court. He can even try judges and federal officials who violate the law in the county. So very, very powerful. We probably ought to talk about this more, Mike, but the thing you're facing here is educating the people. So set up your micro-broadcasting systems in that community and get information like we're talking about today out to the people, because that's the only hope you have, awakening the people and not falling for the home rule and the metro programs, where it's much better if they allow somebody to appoint the sheriff, and also taking grants. Don't let your sheriff take grants, because they then become an agent of the federal government because they've got to have those federal grants. Once they take them and begin to depend on them, then the sheriff becomes a government agent and controlled by the feds. So
I understand. Where can I go, Jack, to start? Where can I go to start my education?
Well, right here, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Let's get you the video out there. And we have other backup material, too, Mike. If you watch the video, if you have questions or anything, get a hold of us, okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
All right, Brother Mike. Thanks a lot. Lord bless you.
Lord bless you, Jack. Take care.
Okay. All right, folks. Well, that's it for tonight. I was hoping to get into more things here. Remember, we don't know if it's true about 18 decapitated GIs. We're praying to God it's not true. I'll get into that story with you tomorrow night. I think it's very interesting. And that's it for tonight. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. I truly do. Good night.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making blue
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.